Speed inflation, soaring costs bulldoze gains in home construction spending. By John Carney on August 2, 2021. Home builders are spending a record amount to build single-family houses, but because of inflation that is not helping to address the shortage of homes. Private sector outlays for the construction of single-family homes rose 1.8% in June compared with a month earlier. An acceleration of spending from the 1% growth in April and 1.1% growth in May, data from the Census Bureau showed Monday. But instead of being a sign of more building, much needed as home prices soar and housing shortages squeeze markets across the country, the largest part of the increased spending is likely just a reflection of rising costs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said that the prices of goods purchased for residential construction rose 2.9% in June compared with the month prior, which would be an all-time record if May had not been even higher at 4%. Prior to June of 2020, the goods index had never jumped more than 2% in a single month. On an annual basis, the costs are up 23.8%, reflecting in part the big deflation seen during the months after the pandemic struck last year. That is a record high but is considered a distortion due to the pandemic effects. The index for the cost of services used in residential construction rose 6.3% in June, the biggest ever monthly jump. These massive increases in costs are more than enough to devour the gain in single-family home construction. Overall construction outlays, which include private and public sector, residential and non-residential, rose a slight 0.1%, below Wall Street's expectation for a 0.5% rise. Residential construction rose 1.1%, while spending on public construction projects fell 1.2%. Non-residential construction was down 0.7%. Private sector, non-residential construction spending fell for every category except education and communication, each of which inched up by 0.1%.